Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tom Bork is here. Tom has been a member of our Brain Trust now for a handful of years. He's the president of Tom Bork Consulting. He's a consultant, a speaker, and a trainer. He's the author of Making Service Count. And he's here to talk to us about culture and performance, connecting those two. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
We love having you on the show, Tom. Thanks for hanging out with us. So I love talking about corporate culture. And I love telling my audience, reminding them, as I've been doing now for over 20 years, that your company has a culture. That's not the question. The question is, who is defining your culture, and are you aware of, and if you're not aware of what your culture is, if you don't have a sort of a pulse or an indicator, if you're not proactive about your culture, then somebody else probably is defining your culture in your company. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. It's a great way of looking at it, Jim. I think too often we just let our culture evolve without really thinking through what we want, what our people want in that culture, you know, what makes them want to come to work. I heard it said recently where we should be helping our team members feel better when they're leaving work than when before they came in. So in other words, we have the kind of culture where people really love to come to work, they feel engaged, they feel connected to their peers. They're feeling like they're going someplace with the organization. There's a vision in place. I think if we can create that type of a scenario in our company, we're going to be a company that others are going to be wishing they could work for.
And that's how you solve the crisis of not having enough people to work for you. If you have a culture like that, people line up out the door to come to work there. The way I define our culture here is I tell people who come to work for us here, we take our work extremely seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously. And that's a culture where we have fun. I mean, I intend to have fun when I do my work. And I think that has a lot to do with having a productive culture. What do you think?
I agree with 100%. You see, too often we think about our business as a place to go to work. But really, we should go to do what we love to do for other people. I think, just like what you're saying, come to work, have fun. Yes, we're serious about the results we get, but we're doing it in a way that's full of love, and it's full of, not only for the people we work with, but for the people we're serving. And I think we do that, we're going to create a destination company, a company where people want to come to work.
Well,
I think that's the ideal situation.
One of the things that we should think about, What happens before we come to work, most of us? Well, we wake up, we wonder about the day, we're going to be at work probably within an hour, and if you don't have a place that you want to go to work, what does that say about how your day begins? You know, we were just talking to Mike Stollard about the doubling of suicides in America over the last 15 years. I mean, you got to believe that contributes to it. If you don't have a meaning, if you don't feel like your work is a safe harbor almost, where you can go and feel happy about and feel good about your day, that's not good. And that diminishes performance, doesn't it? And that's the key to our business. We want performance, don't we?
That's right. Yeah, I think part of the problem is we don't think through the whole experience about what we're doing for our teams that come to work each day. What kind of environment are we creating for them? We're hearing it, we're reading in the paper and online the different companies that are creating really positive environments for people to come to work, and they're the ones that are attracting the best talent that are out there. So I think we have to think through, what are we doing right now? Do a little inventory. Now, how can we improve some things around here? How about building an internal focus group and asking your team, what could we do around here to make things even better? What would make this the type of a company where you just couldn't wait to get to work?
Well, that's exactly right. I love telling this story. I was working with a company many years ago. I'd just shown up there to work with them, and a lady was showing me around the building, telling me about it. Mm-hmm. And she'd been with the company about 3 years or so, and I said, tell me about this company. She says, well, I love working here. And I said, tell me more. She said, well, I hate Fridays. I said, why? She said, because that means I can't come back till Monday.
Huh. Wow.
How about that culture?
That's great. Well, it'd be interesting to take a look at specifically what they were doing in that culture to make it such a wonderful place to come from.
I know what they were doing, and I know what they've done ever since. They have proven, that company has proven, that devotion to your people converts directly to the bottom line of profit.
Absolutely. You know, we hear the statistics today where something like between 60 and 70%, even more, people are actively looking for another job because they don't like where they're working. Mm-hmm. Actively looking. So what do you say about that, Jim, when you hear that?
Well, that's exactly right. And so, folks, people don't leave because of money. They leave more likely because of intangibles, how they're treated. The research proves this, folks. 50 years of research proves this. They leave because of they aren't being appreciated, they're being mistreated by their manager, or they're not happy with the culture, or how the going to work makes them feel. We're humans. We feel things. Folks, if you want to increase your performance, check on your culture. We're going to get Tom to help us more with that after the break. Tintel, I'm Jim Bison, and Tom Borg is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.